My name is Paul. And the girl gave her name too.
Ich heiße Maria.
My name is Maria. We'll look into this grammar in the grammar section later. But what does ich heiße mean?
Ich heiße literally means I'm called. But in common English, you would translate it as my name is.
I see. But is there any other way to say my name is in German?
Good that you ask. Sometimes people will introduce themselves with mein Name ist. Mein Name ist. Mein Name ist. That's a direct translation of my name is.
So instead of ich heiße Paul, I could also say mein Name ist Paul.
Absolutely.
Great. Now let's focus on the last part of the introduction. What did they say again?
Freut mich, Sie kennenzulernen.
Nice to meet you. Can you say that again?
Freut mich, Sie kennenzulernen. Freut mich, Sie kennenzulernen. Freut mich, Sie kennenzulernen.
Freut mich, Sie kennenzulernen?
Right. It literally means, it pleases me you to meet, or pleased to meet you. But that sounds a bit too formal in English, so I would rather translate it as nice to meet you.
It's a very good phrase to use when you are meeting someone for the first time.
Yes. Now let's take a look at the grammar.
Okay, in this grammar section, you'll learn how to say your name in German. In the dialogue, Paul said,
Ich heiße Paul.
My name is Paul. Let's break down this phrase. The first word is
Ich. It means I and is the personal pronoun used when talking about yourself.
After ich comes heiße.
Heiße. It corresponds with the English called and it's the inflected verb form of the verb heißen, to be called. First singular person form, again indicating that Paul is talking about himself.
Right. And then we finally have the name?
Sure. The sentence ends with a name.
So altogether we have?
Ich heiße Paul. My name is Paul. Literally meaning, I'm called Paul. So in my case, my name is Vidar. So, ich heiße Vidar.
Right after heiße comes your name. So you end the sentence with your name. In my case, it should be, ich heiße Rebecca. My name is Rebecca. So, to say your name, say
Ich heiße.
Then add your name, and that's it. Ich heiße such and such.
Let's get back to the dialogue. In the conversation, Paul said Ich heiße Paul.
I'm Paul. My name is Paul. And Maria said
Ich heiße Maria.
Let's take a closer look at the latter part of the dialogue. Freut mich, Sie kennenzulernen. Nice to meet you. Let's break down this phrase.
Freut mich is nice to or pleased to in English. It consists of the inflected verb freut, pleased to, and the inflected possessive pronoun mich, me. Then we have Sie, which in English is you, in the formal level of speech. Mark that it's written with a capital S, Sie. Finally, kennenzulernen, the present participle of the verb kennenlernen, to meet.
So, literally translated, freut mich, Sie kennenzulernen is?
It pleases me, you to meet. And we translate it as nice to meet you or pleased to meet you.
Sure. Sie kennenzulernen is the formal level of speech. What about the informal?
If you want to talk informal, you can say freut mich, dich kennenzulernen. Freut mich, dich kennenzulernen. Freut mich, dich kennenzulernen.
In English, we don't distinguish between Sie and du. It's all you. But in German, we have to be careful to choose the one that's appropriate if we don't want to put ourselves in a spot.
Yeah, you better remember this.
Now, if we look back at the dialogue, Paul and Maria are first names. So even though they don't know each other, they seem to talk very casually with each other, introducing themselves with their first names.
Yes, in informal situations, think of attending a party where you introduce yourself to others, it's okay to just use your first name. In polite situations, though, you wouldn't use your first name to introduce yourself.
That's because Germans are very formal in business meetings or when talking to their superiors, or even co-workers.